talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
What's up, dorks? Welcome to the Nerd Talk Plus podcast, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. I don't know why I came out so aggressive there.
You are
from Odyssey's Nerd Talk. I'm your host, Gregor, and he's been a managing editor here at Odyssey. Now he's the realtor known as Dirty Sanchez. He's Brandon from the internet.
That's like when you play good cop, bad cop in a negotiation. It's like, oh, I'm Brandon. Hey. And then
hey, Brandon.
And then when I got to really stick it to him, I become Dirty Sanchez.
But you got to do this first. You got to do
yeah,
this.
But-
Dirty Sanchez. All right. Well, I'm sure we're going to cancel for that. Anyway, hi. Yeah. Now, he's putting Florida on the map for something good, but then undoing it by getting a tattoo that either means enema or a hand-clapping prank that involves clapping you in the butt. He's Siege, or as we shall hence refer to him as Concho.
Concho! What's up, nerds?
I feel like we should have a middle ground here, and you should be Sancho.
Sancho. I'll have to change my name again.
That's our kanji name.
Yes.
No, wait. It's katakana is the one that we want, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because one of them means enema. And the other one means a hilarious prank that you touch your friend's butthole. I guess it's popular. Like there's like variations of it around the Asian world. Like from there's a variation of it in the Koreas and in China. And so it's like butt stuff must be hilarious to them there. Like I think in America ours is like the act of farting or whatever is what's funny, but apparently in other cultures it's just going for it is where
no,
it's at.
Dude, no, like this is what I when we were talking about this earlier, it gave me so much joy to know that it wasn't just Americans who thought like kicking each other in the buttholes was funny. And I'm glad
it,
like,
in the butthole.
Yeah, like I'm just glad it's like a global phenomenon that that exists. And like, because you know, I feel like I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I when you look at like other cultures in general. Oh, did you take your shirt off?
Have yeah, you not had
a shirt,
shirt off.
A shirt on this entire time.
I've had a shirt on the whole time, Brandon. It's topless Tuesday.
To be fair to everyone who's listening, Brandon is wearing sunglasses in his dim room, and so the fact that he didn't catch on to it, I'll give him like a point towards.
I just thought I lost these sunglasses and I found them, and so I'm just wearing them now because
I've been talking to you for like almost half an hour, and
yeah,
just now noticing I'm not wearing a shirt.
Yeah,
did you guys get on early? Oh man, my bad. Yeah. Sorry.
No, no, but it, like just the like. As an American, you look at all these other countries that seem to have their crap together, and you're like, these people who we admire and think are cool and have their stuff together. Like, I always would think about, like, the Japanese as maybe some of the, like, the more mature. If, like, all of the countries went to the same school, like, yeah. Japan is not the one that's, like, kicking people in the butthole. America's for sure the one that's doing that, and everybody's like, okay, go NASCAR, great, go like go away. Oh, by the way, I'm going to a NASCAR race, you guys.
Hell yeah.
Where?
In February.
Where? Are you going to Daytona?
I am not. No, they do a I know nothing about NASCAR for the record. My dad knows plenty, and so does my little brother.
My family has NASCAR lineage, so by all means, quiz away.
they do like a what's it called, like a exhibition race at the very
yeah.
beginning of the season
okay.
at the LA Coliseum.
Yep.
And it's like
they
a tiny track
doing it.
Yeah, I think like last year. So my dad was like invited me and my siblings and our spouses and children and to all go to a NASCAR thing.
Oh my God, I cannot imagine your adorable wife at NASCAR. Like I just can't.
She keeps being like, are we going to need to leave somebody at the hotel to watch the kids? Are we going to need to like... She's like, is the noise going to be too much? Like, nah, bring them.
They sell headphones. You'll be fine.
Also, it's the noise of the fans you need to be worried about, not the cars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the cars are badass.
Yeah. Just, like, looking around in the crowd and everybody kicking each other in the butthole and watching cars race.
See, and not for nothing, it's the LA like, shootout thing to open the season. It's an exhibition, so it's not your typical NASCAR crowd of the South. So, yeah. I mean, it's a lot. It's like, you know, the F1 Grand Prix down here in Miami, where it's not your typical F1 crowd. It's a lot of people there for the show. So, yeah, so you don't have to be worried about a whole bunch of stuff. Just wear a cowboy hat and boots and you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, great.
Just, I mean, just go full Spokane. You'll be, don't worry about it.
Oh, there's yeah, a, man. Just bring the Spokane.
I'm surprised there isn't. I guess there used to be a, like a NASCAR track here or something.
Yeah, there's a track. There's a track up in Seattle. And there's a track there up, I think there's a track around Spokane too. I mean, think, as a matter of fact, I think the, not the top tier, which is the cup, but the one just below it, the Xfinity Championship is, they race on the road course out there in Seattle or Spokane a couple times a year.
It's in, Portland. It's in Portland.
I was going to say Portland last year, I believe.
Well, let me tell you, guys, I've been to the Indianapolis 500, and my brother, an economic leader in the state of Indiana, gets invited by the governor to go, and so we sit in the, like, get housed section the other political type figures, and okay, whatever. But then I was like, well, this is dumb, because I want to go see the people of the Indy 500, and I went down to the infield to get... Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That is... I mean, it's scary. It's straight up, like, this is the... it feels like the people that are that like the elites are willing to sacrifice in the name of like about a case and a half of Bud Light or something like that. It's
pretty much.
It was real interesting. That's a real I really changed worlds from one to the other. Brandon, speaking of your wife and positively, she messaged me on a post I put up. Siege said something, I shared it, and she responded to me on Instagram. So as long as I don't get you in trouble, I just want to say that she reached out to say, I literally asked Brandon, how was the podcast? Did you talk about wieners? And like, obviously.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm pretty sure we always talk about wieners.
I think that's on the show and then she said, permanently.
Catherine says, he said, quote, it always comes up. And I said, not the part he doesn't show us.
that's what it was. And I thought that was really funny. Yeah. She was really concerned that you thought that she was seriously talking about my boner.
She's so sweet. She's like so innocent.
Yeah. She's like, oh, no.
Brandon's secretly just flogging it there underneath the table while he's like doing this podcast. Like, I see both his hands right now. It's okay. I got the Brandon two hands on the desk rule. At any given time, complete the circuit.
Anytime I'm with the boys.
What is it that she's so concerned that you're talking about your boner with your friends?
Oh, she's not concerned about it at all. She's just wondering if that's what we did again.
Again.
She's like, good for him. He's doing something with his wiener instead of having two kids and never getting to use it ever again.
Did you tell her about the ping pong balls?
Oh, no, I definitely should, though. She would think
all right!
Yeah. Yeah, she would definitely think that was funny.
Nerd Talk After Dark once again.
Yes.
Anyway, if you could tell a friend, give us a 5-star rating or write a review on Apple Podcasts, please. This week, I believe we have another one and some good news.
Do we have some good news?
You said that someone found us via NerdTalkPlus.com.
Somebody did find us via NerdTalkPlus.com. Somebody actually left a 5-star review, but did not, or left a 5-star rating, but no review. But via NerdTalkPlus.com, somebody found our contact info, and since I'm the one who's always reading... The stuff reached out to me and sent us some messages, some feedback on the shows.
Before you get into this, I just want to make it very clear that the way that you prepositioned this to us over text earlier was somebody found us on nerdtalkplus.com and gave us some feedback. Now, I don't know about you guys, but anytime I hear feedback, I'm going... Oh, so it's not good.
Well, I mean,
I like how you worry about the thing that you literally don't get paid for that means absolutely nothing, and you're like, I hope no one's being mean to me.
If I can take anything personal, I absolutely will.
Oh, no, this was great. It's like, you know how your brother usually writes into us and lets us know stuff that we do wrong? We got a couple of things wrong, so, I mean... We've got somebody else looking out for us, too.
Yeah.
So, very behind, or this comes from our good friend, Brooke, who actually, she is an animal expert at Animal Adventures in Boynton Beach, Florida. So she like does tours of like all sorts of animals, like llamas and ostriches and kangaroos and all that stuff.
Quick poll. Do we feel like Animal Adventures leans more like Northwest Trek or like Tiger King?
It's
in Florida, dude. I feel like this is like Tiger King.
This is, I don't know. Yeah, this is definitely more Tiger King. But it's cool because
no offense, Brooke. It's really cool, and I'm sure you love the animals.
But Tiger King is also awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Oh, Tiger King gave me the opportunity to teach my in-laws what a Prince Albert was.
Great.
So Brooke says, very behind on Nerd Talk, but one, centaurs don't wear shirts.
No, it's called, hold on. It's called Nerd Talk Plus, not Nerd Talk Butt.
Yeah, Nerd Talk Butt. Very behind on Nerd Talk Plus. Centaurs don't wear shirts. So like in our pose that we had for, I guess, Keither's drawing, we're all supposed to take our shirts off. Well, she says, if the dude going to draw y'all accurately, he needs the tattoos and whatnot. Do the other boys not have any? Clearly, your centaur needs to be your centaur tattoos need to be documented. Okay. I said, I agree on all points. And also, no mention of Fat Bear Week. You talked so much about bears. And Fat Bear Week, apparently, meet Grazer, the giant fat bear who won, is the first female winner in the history of Fat Bear Week. And last note, owls don't actually digest the whole carcass. They swallow it all, but then they regurgitate, quote, owl pellets that contain all the indigestible stuff. I love this show. Thank you so much, Brooke.
Hold on one second. I believe that we talked about all of these things, but when did we talk about owls and how did we get it wrong? Because, like, I know about owl pellets. Did that come up recently? Yeah,
did you guys dissect owl pellets in, like, eighth grade? Was that just me?
That was just you outside.
Like, here's this bird's mouth poop. Have fun.
Man, we never did that.
They had us, like, dissect it and then dissect it. It's not a living, it's not a thing. It is a pellet of mouth poop.
How'd you play with owl shit?
Yeah, they had you, like, pull out all of the bones and try, like, of whatever animal, mouse, or whatever it was that it ate, and then try to, like, recreate the skeleton of the animal that it ate. And, like, the more I'm repeating it now, this sounds very morbid and gross.
It's important, though, that you understand that stuff, right? It's like, it's important to get a concept of how nature actually works, man.
How important is it that I know how an owl doesn't digest its food?
It just helps you understand how our own digestion system works. I mean, I guess ultimately, to answer your question, it's not important at all. But also, like, neither is Instagram. Yeah. And so I guess learning about how the world works to me is more interesting, at least on Nerd Talk Plus or Nerd Talk Butt.
What do you think, like, that science teacher's version of you won't have a calculator in your pocket when you're at work in the future? Like, was it like, you're not going to have an owl to ask in the future?
So one, two, three. does it throw the Tootsie Pop back up when it's done? That's the real question.
So wait a second. That brings me to the next point. Do owls have buttholes or cloacas?
Cloacas. And can we concho a owl butthole?
Can we concho an owl?
I mean, yeah, obviously you can.
You can concho anything.
Like, it's the act of prank. Well, it depends. Are you trying to enema it or prank it?
No,
like,
prank
it's like,
it
depends on
it.
If it's in katakana or kanji. Like, that's the
I don't know. Brandon did ask, so, I mean, we should probably defer to Brandon. Can you? Which one were you talking about?
He's the one that studied it in school.
Yeah, play with owl poop.
I don't know. I think it was just the mouth poop, the pellet, whatever the owl pellet is. I just Googled, does an owl have a butthole? And it said... And the thing is it says, do owls have buttholes in spite of common misconceptions? And then it answers a question I didn't ask. Yes.
Okay.
Owls do have butts. That's not what
I
asked.
That's not what we were looking for. No.
Like, because now I'm just picturing underneath all of those feathers, there's just some, like, juicy cheeks with no hole in the middle.
Just big yellow butt cheeks.
I want to see an owl with a sweet booty. That's awesome.
We got to ask Brooke if she knows anything about these owl butts.
Hey, Brooke, we need to get more pictures of the owl butts. So you found
First of all, Brooke, we love you, okay? First of all, there's no doubt about it. You listen, you're amazing, you're reaching out. That's great. And so I say this with, you know, tongue in cheek or whatever. But Brooke, I still can't take you seriously because of your weird take on centaur clothes. Like, what difference does it make if the beast is... We need to worry about the real stuff here. That's centaur wieners, it's not true. Clothing.
Look,
that's so secondary.
We, of course, they don't... Like, we know they don't wear pants, because how are you going to wear pants if you got a horse body? But, like, just because we've never...
Do we have to open that debate to the internet? Because I've seen it. It doesn't end
just
well.
Because... Just because we've never seen a centaur in a shirt doesn't mean that there's not some centaur running out there with an Ed Hardy shirt on, just like spraying.
Oh, no! You made it worse!
Dude, oh my god. I would actually probably go with the full, like, perforated half shirt, like the football jersey that you would wear in the 80s if you were, like, the bully kid. That's what I would do.
He gets into his 4x4 truck, you know? Yes. Like it's not like an F-150. It's but like the back smaller wheels, one that's lifted.
The back wheels are just his horse legs.
Horsepower.
That's right. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's... Yeah, I'm trying to think about, like, for me, everything that's ridiculous always wears a little business shirt and tie. Like, so I imagine a centaur that, like, gets home from his bad day at centaur work. He tears off that shirt, and then he puts on his, like, Metallica centaur shirt, and he, like, goes for it. Like,
nice.
John Clayton in those ESPN commercials or whatever. Also, though, I tried to convince my kid for a good 10 minutes on the drive home today that our dog had a job as an accountant, and that she... She knew how to drive, but she wasn't allowed to because she hates bikes too much, and so she would drive on the sidewalk and kill people all the time. And, like, we got pretty deep into what she wears to work, and it's obviously she's, you know, business casual because she's an accountant or whatever. Yeah. She does taxes for a living, but
I went to Western, right, and I was really stoned on campus once, and
that's a college in Washington.
Yeah,
State,
Western Washington University. And
it's the stoner school. It's like the stoner school.
Yeah,
nice,
it is. And I was really stoned going to class, and I was walking down the pathway to the communications building, and then, like, walking in the other direction without an owner or anything anywhere was just like a dog that looked like it was also on its way to class at the moment. And, like, in my very stoned brain in that moment, I was like, can dogs go to school? And then it just, like, got me thinking about, like, a whole world where dogs just, like have normal jobs, like accounting. You're just like,
this is what I'm saying. So centaur in a business shirt is, like, pretty standard, you know? Like, his life sucks too. It's a grind. Yeah. You shouldn't have hope, centaur, because hope is the first step to disappointment. Like, obviously you'd rather be pillaging people that, you know, have wronged you or whatever, or finding whatever the female equivalent of a centaur is, but you ain't got time for that because you got taxes to pay. Life's got its hoof on your neck, bro. It's the reckoning.
I hate this centaur world that you've created.
I hate it too.
Yeah, because of all the worlds
I hate my world that I'm in. Of course I have to turn on the dark gravity of evil and bring everything else into it.
Of all of the worlds that we could have created for centaurs, we created one where they're just like us.
Yeah, it's relatable. Okay, Brandon?
I love the...
That's three seeds. Jesus.
I can't stop.
I love the idea.
God, I'm on
that,
fire right now. I'm so mad at centaurs getting... held down.
Like a dog accountant can't do math properly because everything is multiplied by 7, and so people keep doing their taxes, and they're just like, oh, sir, you owe 7 years of taxes. It's only been 1 year. Oh, yeah, but we measure part in dog years here.
Part of that, though, is the dog, like, wiping its brow and then, like, using its dog paws to hit, like, the old-timey calculator.
Oh, please tell me it has the, like, see-through green visor on.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. No, but I say you make it surreal if I do it, though. Oh, Greg's bringing down the show. He's ruining Centaur World.
Just try to bring some levity, Greg. Jesus.
So I got a message from 107.7 The End host and all-around superstar Christy Taylor, and she was sending me a meme of someone asking if, you know, the basics, if a centaur had a wiener, where would it be? Would it belong where the horse wiener is, or where the would it belong where the man wiener is, or what? And I like this premise made me scoff at it. I'm obviously already upset about Centaur World or whatever. If it had a wiener, like, how basic a bitch are you, person who made that meme?
Brandon's like the whiteboard.
Like, unless centaurs are eunuchs, we all know that the question is not if, rather how many.
Is it
there
eunuchs?
Are two zones that could house a centaur dick, and you're not going to tell me if it had a wiener. Of course it had one!
Aren't eunuchs just but testicles? Or is that the peen, too?
I don't actually know the answer to that. I know that they're castrated, but it would seem ridiculous to peen it up like that.
The checklist for today. Talk about wieners. Check.
I mean, don't get me started. We had a whole on group chat about what if your wiener had a little guy growing out of it?
So
that way
you
had a wiener centaur? A peentar.
Yeah.
It's true.
First of all.
God damn it.
Going
I'm
back
so
to the
mad.
Map.
Okay, so we're going back to our centaur diagram here.
Thank you.
This is really what Katie Porter should be doing with her time in Congress, by the way, is answering these kinds of questions and grilling oil executives about how many penises centaurs have. So, I mean, like, we obviously know as a fact there's one right here, right?
Yeah.
Right here is between the horse back legs, right?
Yeah, it's like the regular horse, the horse ween. Then what we're saying is that there's a potential for one also, like, if this, like, right here. Yeah.
Yeah, there's the man wiener zone and the horse wiener zone.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do you decide which it has?
I mean, because that's kind of where they blend and cross over. So it's like there's potential for one. It's like when you see like the two-headed fish or the two-headed goats, they blend there. And that's where, you know, where's the divider line? Does it go up a little bit or down a little bit?
Is it a threesome or is it swinger stuff if a centaur has two wieners? And it's like horse to horse and man to woman or whatever. How do you classify
that's
that?
That's a threesome, right?
I don't know.
I mean, there's three parties involved. Just because one of them has two of the weens doesn't mean that there's not three parties involved.
I mean, but that comes down to the question of in a row or at the same time. And that's obviously going to have to be an in a row situation. So
wait, what?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Wait.
Explain.
Everybody breathe.
In a row or at the same time, ¿por qué no los dos?
Well, I mean, that's an awful long way to go. I mean, you gotta be another centaur-sized person,
if you meet some female centaur ladders,
suspension ropes, trapeze.
But hold up. What you got to be is you got to be a centaur, a double dong centaur, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then you got to be out like centauring around, obviously after work because you're trying to express yourself because your life is over. But you're out centauring about and then you see some like good looking gal on a lady horse and they're off doing their equestrian thing or whatever.
Okay.
Hey, ladies.
Misunderstanding the premise there.
I wasn't talking about horse on chick. I was talking about horse on
Brandon
horse.
Seems disappointed.
On chick.
So my brother Steven.
What? You're losing Enum Claw? Go on.
Yeah. No, I mean, so I just wanted to bring him into this conversation because, first of all, he does tell us when we get things wrong, but for the first time ever last week, he did tell me that I got something right. I used the term stoichiometry correctly.
Yes.
Which, to be fair, I have forgotten what it means, but I remember you using the word. I just don't know what it means.
Yeah. Well, just know that I used it correctly. So you're welcome.
Great job, Brandon.
Thank you. And then, I'm sure after we have this conversation, he will respond to us or at least shoot me a text that does tell me what I did get wrong and what we did get right about horse sex.
So, Steven, are you an expert on horse sex or just centaur sex?
I'd like to think that we're the experts on centaur.
I mean, we're the experts on a lot of things. That's why we have this show that is so worldly recognized as a beacon of knowledge.
You guys want to get centaur tattoos?
Yes.
Yeah. I just want it to be like the back of a horse body, somewhat 3D realistic from my waist down, so that if you looked at me from behind, it would look like I had a horse body and then just my regular torso above it. So I would just look like a 3D.
So if you were like centaur. Essentially Winnie the Poohing it around the house, and your wife just like looked down the hall, she'd be like, "Whoa, check out that horse's ass."
Yeah. Oh, maybe we should get owl booties.
Owl booties. What if I want to be a bull tar?
So, what's a bull tar?
It's like centaur, but bull. Half bull, half man. I don't know. I saw it.
That's a minotaur, right? That's a minotaur?
Is that a minotaur? I thought minotaur was just like the bull that stands like a man and fights stuff. Man,
hold on.
Google's getting extra work.
Oh,
that's a minotaur.
Okay, so a minotaur only has the two back legs of the... Okay. So it's still bipedal. It's not a quadruped with arms.
Yeah. Let's see. Minotaur, still bipedal, stands up, has like the top half of a body, so it's like the... It's almost like the strength of a bull, but like the dexterity of a human. And a bull tar is like the... Just swap out the horse part with a bull.
Dude, what if you crossbred a minotaur and a centaur? So that way you could have a cinnamontar?
Cinnamon tar crunch. Oh my God. Yes.
Man, I'm struggling from the illness last week, but here we are.
That's all right. You see me rubbing Vicks VapoRub all over my bare chest.
So, guys, I went out and bought one of those inhaler things. Quick side note, I went out and bought one of the Vicks things. They're $17 for the name brand one, but I was like, it was my first one ever, so I bought the name brand because I didn't want to get it wrong. I will always buy generic from now on. Mm-hmm. It was like $8 instead or whatever, and it has brought me tremendous joy.
Yeah.
So, Brandon got real quiet there and sort of working on his whiteboard. I feel like we're about to get something disturbing in the near future. Hey, quick shout outs while we're letting Brandon do the drawing there. We'll get back to you in a second. Quick shout outs to Marty on Marty Hall.
What's on up, dummy?
Instagram. He was also listening to 107.7 The End, and he reached out and he said, "Hey, I'll draw you a centaur. Any special requests?" And I was like, "Dude, get ready.
Listen to this list.
We're going to need more than just a centaur." But I think that, like, really, like, if people could draw some centaurs of us, I think we could really find something pretty special here. So I'm not going to get maybe necessarily anyone's work tattooed on me, but, like, I think that this could get real weird real fast, and I'm into it. So
I'm here
for it.
Thanks,
Marty. I'll send a picture to you as soon as possible. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with Brandon and his very special drawing next. Okay, Brandon, it's time for your very special drawing now on Nerd Talk Plus. What do you got, buddy?
I drew an owl with a booty.
That bird be caked up.
Talk about wieners and then big booty owls. I'm not going to lie. It needs more claws, but that thing's real good.
Oh, dude, like its talons need some talons? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
looking at you like, "Ooh, look at me."
Man, that's like one of those dangerous faces. That's like you're either going to fight or like you're going home. I think I'm going home with that owl.
Sorry, do you guys just know when like a creative idea hits you and you just need to get it on paper before it leaves? You know,
express yourself, bro.
This was I had a booty owl come into my brain.
It's like Gregor when he voice texts me from the car because he can't write something down.
Oh man, I wish we would have pulled that off. That all came together so fast. Just silly. Silly ideas. Turns out you're not supposed to put the Vicks VapoRub inhaler stick near your what's it called? Your Sancho?
my concho.
Dude, okay, there is this so the last nose thing that I got was from Thailand, right? And it was like the mentholated, you know, Vicks VapoRub sniffing thing. And it was great. Well, so they also have this basically, it was like a balm of some sort that you would rub. I could really use it right now. You rub on your like sore muscles and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's basically vapor rug, but it was, I don't know, it was like way better. I can't find it online or anything like that. It's some Thai brand that we squeezed the last couple drops out of.
Tiger balm.
Anyway, you would use this and like, you know, like put it on your hands, rub it on your hands, like rub it on your back and your shoulders and your sore legs, and then you'd like itch your butt, and then you would
Is that on the instructions or?
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Thai
definitely
chili
not
powder in the butthole.
Based on my experience with it, I don't think that was an intended use.
It didn't say it on the package, so I'm just going to assume yes.
I didn't put it in my eye, to be fair. So.
This other time, I was cutting jalapenos, and then I went to the bathroom.
Oh, my God, Brandon.
You guys, this was like one of my second dates with my now wife.
One of your second dates? Like, you had, like, multiple second dates?
Yeah, this is one of my first. This one didn't count after the end of it. She, like... I didn't know. You guys know, like, what do people tell you when something's, like, I don't, do you guys, like, when, if you eat something too spicy, what do they tell you to drink in order to counteract it?
Milk.
Right. Okay. So, I had something spicy on my ween, and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, no.
And
you
so.
Dip it in the milk?
Well, so I called to my wife.
Put it in the mashed potatoes.
I was like, I have some very specific and unusual instructions to give you. I need a bowl and some milk. And she's
Brandon,
like, okay.
You could have so easily been like, boy, I'm hungry for cereal. Like
I was in agony. There was no hiding what was happening. So after she came into the bathroom to give me my bowl and milk to teabag, she came in to like check on me, and I was, it's probably the longest I've ever held a plank because I was just planking over.
That's how you did it?
I was sitting here trying to picture while letting you bless us with the flourish of your voice. I'm sitting here trying to picture, does he put it on the counter and just kind of have to stand on his tiptoes? Does he put it on the closed toilet and just kind of hover over and dip in? But no, the plank.
Yeah, I was in much better shape then, where I could hold a plank for a while.
So opportunity missed. You could have been like, I'm going to need you to take a drink of this milk.
What do you think we did with the milk afterward?
Baked a cake.
Fed it to a cat?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. That cat sucked.
That awful cat that you had?
Baked a cake for a cat?
Anyway, just so you know, dipping your spicy ween in milk does not work.
Oh.
So you stood there for how long? You planked for how long?
A while. Like a good while.
Did you have the pants all the way off, or were they just like to the knees?
Just to the mid thigh. Yeah, like just far enough
so
for me to
somebody
like.
Somebody walked into the bathroom and you're just planking bare ass up in the air.
Yeah.
And you roll over in shock and they see this bowl of milk and you're like, no, no, it's not what you think.
It's not what it looks like. I'm cool like Max Goof.
I'm just Amish. I'm churning the butter.
It's a family.
I told you
thing.
We don't use technology.
Now, according to the Dairy Alliance, it's not a wives' tale that milk will help you with it. Enjoy every bite by pairing your spicy dish with a refreshing glass of milk. Milk helps your mouth, or maybe wiener, handle an oily chemical compound in chili peppers called capsaicin.
Yes.
It causes the well-known burning sensation from consuming spicy foods. This relief is thanks to... What is it? Casein?
Casein?
Casein and/or a protein found in cow's milk. Cool.
Steve, guys, tell us what we got wrong.
If you Google what happens if you touch your penis with a jalapeno, first of all, jalapenos is what that's called. Second of all,
Hey, wait, is that when you get, is that when you do the sex with a jalapeno on her? You call it the jalapenos and
the jalapenos. Yeah. The hall of penis sounds like a hall of fame for famous penises.
It is. It's located
here. We
in my
have
town.
The centaur wing.
It's the hall of penis. It's the Irish. It's the hall. It's the hall of fame for Irish penises.
Welcome to the hall of pen.
There they just call it spotted dick.
But the first response is when you type in what happens if you touch your penis with a jalapeno. This person says that they just did it. It burns like a MF or AMA. So the first question, you guys, the first question, just so you know, is what are you doing? Why are you doing an AMA instead of dipping your penis into a glass of milk? So it's not the craziest question in the world.
My question
was that posted by the Dairy Alliance of the U.S.?
Yeah.
It's new sponsor, we're looking out for you. Real milk, please.
it paints those like those old. You remember those old advertisements
milk?
For milk that were just like black and white, like really dramatic looking photos. But then people had a milk mustache. In this context, this means a lot.
I want to make jokes, but I like your wife too much, and so I'm just gonna leave it at that for everyone's sake.
Oh my god,
dudes. Okay, I've got a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
How many right now? Let's get out our phones right now, and let's look at our screens and open up the texting app and tell me how many. Or before you open it, tell me how many unread texts you currently have right now.
250.
You have 250 unread texts.
Yep.
Now, I believe you. You don't have to show me. I believe it. Like, it's not...
What is your back... Why is your background you at the January 6th protest? Sorry, riot? Is it not, like, PC to call it a pro... what is it? Not a protest?
No,
whatever.
No, it was a riot.
Insurrection?
It was a riot.
Yeah, okay.
I almost said insemination, so I'm glad you said insurrection, because I would have gotten
I was there for
well.
That on January 6th, too.
Why do you think I was there?
I impregnated America with freedom. I can't see that, so you're just going to have to say it.
It's eight. I have eight unread texts.
Holy guacamole.
Is that a lot?
I have,
zero?
What do you have?
I have zero.
Wow.
Cool.
So you're one of them a-holes.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Real cool guy over here with zero texts.
Over here with 37 missed phone calls.
Hey, I get that. Why is anyone calling you unless they want money?
Yeah,
unless you owe them money. Like, that's the only reason mine's going off, or because of a dentist appointment or some garbage like that, right? But I ask that because I am somebody that I don't get a ton of messages. I'm like kind of like just lonely guy over here. So I like spend all of my day texting with you nerds and then like a couple other people.
Wow. I get the whole centaur world that you've built now.
Yeah, thanks.
Makes sense.
So when Brandon doesn't respond to us, I'm like, first of all, how dare you? And then when Siege does respond, I'm like, oh my god, I feel like we're like in his top eight on MySpace right now. This is amazing.
You are.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I've got this problem where like my Instagram is now there's like one person on Instagram who messages me a lot.
Sorry.
That's not named Siege. And it's too much, and I try to once a day respond to this person, okay? And so now there's three people that are doing this.
Uh-oh.
And I am like, it makes me anxious to go to my Instagram because I don't want to talk to these people because I don't owe them any of my time or whatever. But also, as a person that's asking for attention for a living, I feel like I should come through and speak with them. So I'm afraid to ask how many unviewed... We all know that Brandon just looks at them and then lets them die.
Yeah.
Brandon Seen Sanchez over here. But, Siege, how many unread messages do you have on Instagram? I'm really worried about that. Brandon's
got
one.
I was literally just on it before we jumped on here. And let's see. Currently 9. And, well, that's only on the main front page. And in the general mailbox, I have 27 and... 9 requests. Holy crap. Yeah, I'm going to have to go through this later.
As a person who, like, has a fear or like anxiety around disappointing people, or like it's a funny joke that I see your things and don't respond to them, but every time I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a bad person, I should probably respond and just say an LOL or something. So if I had these three people that I didn't want to respond to, I would probably just delete Instagram and start a new one.
Throw my phone in a river.
Just, would you just get a Finsta then? Would you just have like a secret one so you could just message with us?
No, because like the chance of them finding out what I've done, and then they will obviously know that it was specifically to avoid them. then the shame is even greater. So then I couldn't possibly risk that.
So as a public figure, should I like set, what kind of boundaries should I set to have healthy communications like this? Like, is it, do I only respond to people? I mean, people are sending me cool stuff or whatever. It's just that like I'm in a meme lord account already with two people that I like, let alone with people I don't really know. Or like if he hears this, I'm really sorry, but like one guy just every day in the middle of my show, he just sends me, he doesn't even live here, he just sends me morning. And I'm like, this is not anything. Like, there's nothing. Yes, it is morning. You are correct.
Yeah, that's reply. So, like, that's reply guy stuff. I know. Well, as somebody who has formerly dated Instagram and e-girls and OnlyFans stars, like that is that's a thing that people are just going to do just to try and get attention and like responses. And every once in a while, you got to mute those people. And oh, there's Thick Thighs Save Lives message. I found it.
Hey,
it's in requests. So.
Yeah.
I wasn't ignoring you. I just didn't get it. So, yeah, that was shout out to the last episode and the one before that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like some of that attention. I mean, I hate acting like I'm anything famous because I'm really not. I'm locally known for comedy and some of the other stuff that I do around here. But it's enough that where people will reach out to you on a constant basis and try to strike up conversations and friendships, and that's all well and good. And sometimes, like, you know, you just have to like put up a personal boundary on some of that stuff because it's like you've only got so much bandwidth. And
yeah, even for us,
yeah,
even for like the three of us, like I'll see that a bunch of messages rolling and I'm like, I don't got time right now because I actually take the time to like look at all this stuff and to like giggle about it. Like I want to engage on it because it's fun, but like I also don't want to just like scroll through it and let it go. So like even on busy days, I try to make just a couple minutes for that or whatever. But yeah, I just I'm like grateful and honored that anybody ever messages me because I have any kind of status at all. And like I'm not trying to be ungrateful.
Exactly. Exactly.
I just can't hand over all of my. I'm busy trying to get Brandon to respond and not feel guilty for not responding. You know what I mean? That's like, that takes up enough time.
You guys, this is what I feel like when I open Instagram. I feel like I'm a meme trafficker because I just take like the funniest stuff that you guys send me and send it to my brother and our friend that we have a similar chat going. And then I take the funniest stuff that they send me and then send it to you guys. And so that I'm always like, I'm filtering out all of the good content from each of these conversations, like, and then sending them to each other and looking way cooler. Cause you know how cool you look when you send a really good meme and everybody's like, wow, that guy's so cool and the best.
He's so funny.
Gosh, we love that guy because he sends the best memes.
Imagine being a meme creator. Like I am. I also am just a pass it along type thing. Like, but how few things do we actually create? I'm not just talking about memes in general, but just like even in my entire radio career, I have one thing that I'm known for, and that's Nerd Talk, this thing that we're doing here. But even then, it's like I make so much content every day, and none of it lands except for this branded song that we did and then turn it into other things or whatever. And so like imagine being that person who like makes us like a hot, you know, dad driving on a road trip, can't stop because he spent all the last couple hours getting by all those cars and now they're gonna get by him. And like someone tweets that and then Odyssey picks up on it and suddenly your tweet becomes a meme on 100 stations and suddenly you're like internet famous for a little take that you had for a minute. That's like, imagine being a person who consistently delivers on that. Siege is probably the closest to somebody who puts out content that gets people to like engage.
I mean, I've had a couple of bangers. Believe it or not, my ex-wife has had two of them go super viral, and I think that we actually talked about them on the show. One of them was the she found the cat in like one of the New York City humane societies that looked like Adam Driver with the big old ears. That was her picture that found that, and her friend adopted that cat, and only recently it passed, but you know, but that cat got adopted because she was like, yeah, this looks like Kylo Ren. And the other one was when we were going to buy a car for and filling out the paperwork to actually get the financing. They printed out everything off of the internet, including the CAPTCHA that said, check this box if you are not a robot. So she had to physically check the box with a pen and sign her name there. And
she and
I both took a pic. I took the picture of it and was like, this is what my wife had to do to get a car. And she, because she's already famous for other things, put it on her thing and immediately got something like 75,000 retweets. And it was just insane that, yeah, like apparently, I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a while, but she gets like people mentioning that constantly. I'll send
it. I just made a stupid comment on a Formula One meme account. I just like said something on there and like I get this is nothing, but it's like every time I log into Instagram and I get a little like, hey, a little serotonin, like, hey, look at that, something new. And then I look at it and I'm like, ah, it's like I just had some quip and now people are fighting about something unrelated to it and I'm getting blown up every time. You could probably mute that, I understand, but it's gotta be exhausting to just be known for a meme or something like that. I don't know, like Brandon, you knew the people that had the original Doge, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, Mango. Mango was the Frisbee Doge, the dog that got hit in the face with a Frisbee. Yeah. That was my buddy's dog. And look, I know he's not listening to this, so I will say that the bad part about all of this is like one thing to post something that's funny for a second and be like, oh, that was funny. Like, I'm still just like a dude, you know, like I'm still just a guy like that had a funny joke once. That doesn't mean I'm funny. Right. And then you like happen to own a dog that you have a funny picture of your dog. It, like, and then they try to like ride that, you know, a little bit and like try to get like stuff out of it, or try to get some sort of internet fame out of it, that even the longest lasting attention that you might get for that thing is only like a week, maybe, you know? And as it should be. Yeah, right. It shouldn't. I mean, unless you're doing something incredible or unique or interesting, like there should be no reason that your one little quip takes off, right? Like if you're a comedian and that's what you do, then great. Like that's your job. That's the thing that you're creating. But if you like have a funny picture of a person doing a concho to an owl, right? Like that's that's like,
I feel like that would come
great.
Back though.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is just like, so weird. How it goes in cycles constantly, and just like a couple of years later, like something will come up, and all of a sudden it spreads again. It just has to like hit the right person at the right time, or somebody hit the right search, and it comes up somewhere, and it's just ridiculous.
Man, yeah, it blows me away, man. How the internet recycles things like this, and how it's these momentary giggles that people need, but then like you see content creators that like can do it all the time. Like, who's the guy in Seattle that made all those funny like sports memes with like the Sounders, like Ladero kicking the ball and then like the elevator door closes and makes it go past the goalkeeper on the other side? Like,
he turned that into marketing. Like, he started doing that for like companies like
Starbucks and he got like a Whole Foods like national account to do that.
Yeah.
And it's like his art is like, now that art is like passé. It's like, okay, great, anyone can do that now. And I saw a bunch of people try to rip it off, like to make it their own thing, and it didn't work. And okay, great. It's always worse when someone has that idea and then someone else does it. Like Oliver Tree comes along and rips your idea and does it like worse than you did, but gets famous for it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they caught the wave at the right time, right? Like they built off of the first person commodifies it and like familiarizes it, and then the next person is able to, it's like the whole like this, you know, that guy with the paper whatever art thing, he walked so then the next guy could run, you know, like those people just watered down or dilute what is actually like.
Yeah, it's Soul Asylum good, to Nirvana. You know? It's like Soul Asylum was still a band and they were still successful, but like. Yeah, it's Remember Lizards to Imagine Dragons or whatever. It's
That's gonna... I always try to think, like, the thing I always come back to is that you, like, the three of us and everybody out there are not, like, exceptionally good at spotting ripoffs or crap, you know? Like, BS. You know, like, we're not exceptionally good at it. Like, people are wired to know what's bad and what's good, right? And so like it's hard to trick people with crap, you know what I mean? Like it happens, and
it's
like,
why Angry Centaur works. It's because we all have those frustrations and you expect the centaur's world to be great, but instead it's just as much a kick in the centaur dicks as it is in our lives or whatever.
You've basically just created like the centaur Bojack Horseman.
Yeah, thank
oh
you.
My god,
what a nice compliment. Yeah.
Which is a rip off of Bojack Horseman.
Again, there's no new ideas.
But like,
we're
you know,
not
you watch
trained
the,
to see crap.
Imagine the person who wrote the joke on It's Always Sunny or on The Office. That's a better one. Like, imagine the person who wrote the clever joke on The Office. And regardless of like the actor's performance, because they had to do 81 takes of it or whatever, like you wrote something and then it becomes a meme. And like whoever wrote the Michael Scott line, I almost said Michael Jackson line. Whoever wrote that line where he's like, the turntables or whatever he says. Like whoever like wrote that little quip, unless he improvised it, which could be the case too. But like if you wrote that line and then it becomes a meme and it takes off, I wonder there must be some like real satisfaction to the fact that you created something intentionally, not as a reaction. And maybe as a reaction too, like if you get something that lives on forever, cool, but like if you're the writer of something and it like takes off, there's got to be some sort of like, it's probably both ways, it's probably like immense satisfaction but also frustration that like you don't get the credit for it. Some dumb actor that was like,
I was gonna say for like does. For like me, I'm just like excited that like something I put into the world people love, and then Greg is just like, god damn it, I did that!
I like to take this idea that you have, Gregor, to its logical conclusion, which is, okay, so I'm a creator of some form of entertainment or art, and people...
still wearing the sunglasses.
I know, I was just going to say, with the sunglasses on there, looking off
remembering that you're not wearing a shirt, and I'm glad I'm wearing the sunglasses, because I cannot keep my eyes off your chest.
Well, thank you. That's what it's here for.
Yeah. So you're a creator, you or an artist, and you put something out there and people take it and they run with it, and you feel some immense form of satisfaction that this thing that you created struck a nerve within the, you know, populace that they took it and ran with. Like you've tapped into that's another conversation. You've tapped into something that everybody is like, yes, like that's it. So you have this immense satisfaction. Like, do you get that same satisfaction when people make like really crazy fanfic porn out of it?
Yes, because I do that too. I mean, that's like something that started off with my Sounders and MLS fandom. And Will Bruin was a constant feature in some of these like tweet threads, like way back in the day when you couldn't like retweet or quote tweet or anything like that. You just like make a thread one after the other after the other, and I tagged him in every single one of them, and multiple people started participating to the point that he just started laughing and responding to this stuff like, are you insane? And I'm just like, yes. And I eventually met Will Bruin because of it.
Well, shout outs to John Manley. Sub dummy. He did a dumb thing where he would constantly ask polls on Twitter, and he would always be like, or Detlef Shrimp.
Yeah.
And he would always tag him.
I remember that.
And so I got him a what are those? I got him a cameo for his birthday a few years ago.
That's awesome.
From Detlef, and I like messaged him. I was like, send a message to the creator. I'm like, hey man, this is for the dude who always tagged you on Twitter from the Seattle radio station. And he was like, all right. And he like got really excited about it. And so when he like, we got him to say like, sup dummy. And, like, we got him to like go along with it and like and act it out. And it's that same type of satisfaction where you're like, I was a jackass long enough until someone noticed it and like didn't get mad at me.
Yeah,
like that they were like they accepted it and were touch to be able to, you know, to do that or whatever. I got to see if I still have that. Do I still have the Cameo app?
Will Bruin's on Cameo, you guys.
Oh, we're going to have to get Will Bruin to tear his shirt off revealing his hairy bare chest.
I just went to Cameo and looked up Will Bruin. I feel like we should have started a podcast with Will Bruin or like a video series. I've always had this idea for him to do a series called Will Bruin Doing Stuff. And it was just like...
What you doing, Will Bruin?
It's just like Will Bruin doing his taxes. It's like, cool.
My dog sitting across from him like...
Wow, you made the MLS minimum this year?
Wow, he makes less than a new Who. That's weird.
Wow.
I like here's all the types of content that Will Bruin will do. He'll do holiday content. He'll do birthday content. He'll do pep talks. He'll do advice. He'll answer questions. He'll do other. My favorite, he'll roast you.
What level roasting do you think Will Bruin brings? Like,
I bet it's pretty good.
Maybe he's like one of those like really secretly funny. I mean, like we all know, like this isn't our full 90. But like Brad Evans doesn't roast you; he just sack taps you, right? That's he physically roasts you. It's like the front kachan or kanchu or kacho.
Front kanchu.
Yeah, it's
kancho.
Yeah. Also, like why in Japan, right? I want to come back to this. So in Japan, they kancho each other, and when they do it, they yell out kancho. So that way everybody knows you weren't accidentally touching this person's butthole. You were, it's a prank, bro. Right?
It's everyone turn around and watch this man get jackhammered in the butt.
Yeah.
Also, don't look at the boner I inadvertently got from doing this.
Focus on hands.
I yelled kancho, you can't be mad.
Yeah. But like exactly.
We don't have a merry, like this is where I'm like so I'm overjoyed by the fact that Japan has this and a little jealous because I feel like America doesn't have a like if you corn dog somebody, you just look like a dick. You don't like you don't shout corn dog when you do it so that way everybody knows it's funny, right?
What if we
like,
do it now?
Wait, what's a corn dog?
You know what corn dog is? You guys know what corn dog is?
Corn dogs are delicious. That's all I know.
It's maybe because I'm a dick.
It's when you're planking on the ground and you... All right, well, it's the part of the show where we like to take a look back and see if we actually pulled anything off, if we actually made any difference. What did we actually learn this week? What did we learn this week? Let's start with Brandon.
I learned that owls have butts. They have butts. Not bubbles. They have butts.
Yeah, butts.
They got booties. They got the donk. Hey, Siege, what'd you learn this week?
Man, I don't really think I learned anything. Except I learned that Brooke runs an animal adventure place that I want to go and learn more about owl buttholes. Gregor, what'd you learn this week?
Do you guys want to learn what a corn dog is? It's when you knee somebody in the butthole. It's when you like come up behind him.
Well, fine, I changed my answer. I learned what a corn dog is. That's totally different than what I
Which is like definitely the American version of a concho, because like the concho is just like sticking your couple fingers in there, but like a corn dog is just like, nope. Nope.
You're getting full knee.
I'm ramming that bad boy with the biggest joint I got next to my hip.
Gregor, what did you learn this week?
I'm sorry that I have to go offline for this, but it was really important. Brandon sent this to us in the Double Dildo Robot Centaur group chat that we have on Instagram, which you can't join, so I don't know why I said the whole name of it. But he sent a meme that's really important. Interesting fact, T-shirt is actually short for Tyrannosaurus shirt.
It's true.
Because the short arms.
Because of the short arm.
Double Dildo Robot Brandon. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into blah, 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 blah. We'll stream live on Tuesday at 10 a.m. once again. This week we skipped that because ballet, whatever. It's a pleasure to be able to goof off with you here. Yes, Siege?
Hey, Greg, how much of Sean Gervin's gravy is inside of you right now?
God damn it.
The gervy.
got that gervy going on. He was very pumped that we got such a number of shout outs. Of course, after the outro played, just like this week. I'm really so grateful. I felt like total crap, and he drove up here with some turkey and some gravy, and couldn't have been nicer.
Does this make Sean Gervin the Stan Lee of the Nerd Talk Plus show? Because like he only gets like into the post credit scenes to make his little cameos.
Yes, that's what it is.
And he's
that's,
not
that's
even that's playing himself.
That's definitely the case. So anyway, thanks for following us. NerdTalkPlus.com for more, like the person did today. And centaurs definitely don't have to wear shirts, but they definitely can. And yeah, nerdtalkplus.com. Find all the hosts there. And if you can, leave us a... I went to Spotify, and thank you for the 5-star reviews. It's so cool. We really appreciate that. On Apple Podcasts or wherever you can leave a comment. We want to see the dumb things that connect from us to you. So if you could go there and do that, that would be great. So anyway, I'm Gregor. And Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
And Siege.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
I love you. Mean it. Bye.
Sup, dummy?
Imagine the person who wrote the joke on It's Always Sunny or on The Office. That's a better one. Like, imagine the person who wrote the clever joke on The Office. And regardless of, like, the actor's performance, because they had to do 81 takes of it or whatever, like, you wrote something and then it becomes a meme. And, like, whoever wrote the Michael Scott line, I almost said Michael Jackson line, whoever wrote that line where he's, like, the turntables, or whatever he says. Like, whoever, like, wrote that little quip, unless he improvised it, which could be the case, too. But, like, if you wrote that line and then it becomes a meme and it takes off, I wonder, there must be some, like, real satisfaction to the fact that you created something intentionally, not as a reaction. And maybe as a reaction too, like if you get something that lives on forever, cool. But like if you're the writer of something and it like takes off, there's got to be some sort of like, it's probably both ways. It's probably like immense satisfaction, but also frustration that like you don't get the credit for it. Yeah. Some dumb actor that was like,
I was going to say, for like me, I'm just like excited that like something I put into the world, people love. And then Greg is just like, God damn it. I like to
take this idea that you have, Gregor, to its logical conclusion, which is, okay, so I'm a creator of some form of entertainment or art, and people...
still wearing the sunglasses.
I know, I was just going to say, with the sunglasses on there, looking off
remembering that you're not wearing a shirt, and I'm glad I'm wearing the sunglasses, because I cannot keep my eyes off your chest.
Well, thank you. That's what it's here for.
Yeah. So you're a creator, you or an artist, and you put something out there and people take it and they run with it, and you feel some immense form of satisfaction that this thing that you created struck a nerve within the, you know, populace that they took it and ran with. Like you've tapped into, that's another conversation. You've tapped into something that everybody is like, yes, like that's it. So you have this immense satisfaction. Like, do you get that same satisfaction when people make like really crazy fanfic porn out of it?
Yes, because I do that too. I mean, that's like something that started off with my Sounders and MLS fandom. And Will Bruin was a constant feature in some of these like tweet threads, like way back in the day when you couldn't like retweet or quote tweet or anything like that. You just like make a thread one after the other after the other, and I tagged him in every single one of them, and multiple people started participating to the point that he just started laughing and responding to this stuff like, are you insane? And I'm just like, yes. And I eventually met Will Bruin because of it.
Well, shout outs to John Manley, sub dummy. He did a dumb thing where he would constantly ask polls on Twitter, and he would always be like, or Detlef Shrimp.
Yeah.
And he would always tag him.
I remember that.
And so I got him a I got him a cameo for his birthday a few years ago.
That's awesome.
From Detlef, and I like messaged him, is like, send a message to the creator. I'm like, hey man, This is for the dude who always tagged you in on Twitter from the Seattle radio station. And he was like, all right. And he like got really excited about it. And so when he, like, we got him to say, like, sup, dummy. And, like, he, like, we got him to, like, go along with it and, like, and act it out. And it's that same type of satisfaction where you're like, I was a jackass long enough until someone noticed it and, like, didn't get mad at me.
Yeah.
Like, that they were, like, they accepted it and were touched to be able to, you know, to do that or whatever. I got to see if I still have that. Do I still have the Cameo app?
Will Bruin's on Cameo, you guys.
Oh, we're going to have to get Will Bruin to tear his shirt off revealing that.
I just went to Cameo and looked up Will Bruin. I feel like we should have started a podcast with Will Bruin or like a video series. I've always had this idea for him to do a series called Will Bruin Doing Stuff. And it was just like,
what you doing, Will Bruin?
It's just like Will Bruin doing his taxes. It's like, cool.
My dog sitting across from him, like,
wow, you made the MLS minimum this year?
Wow, he makes less than a new who. That's weird.
Wow.
I like here's all the types of content that Will Bruin will do. He'll do holiday content. He'll do birthday content. He'll do pep talks. He'll do advice. He'll answer questions. He'll do other. My favorite, he'll roast you.
What level roasting do you think Will Bruin brings? Like,
oh, I bet it's pretty good.
Maybe he's like one of those like really secretly funny. I mean, like we all know, like this isn't our full 90. But like Brad Evans doesn't roast you; he just sack taps you, right? That's he physically roasts you. It's like the front kachan or kanchu or kacho.
Front kanchu.
Yeah, it's
kancho.
Yeah. Also, like why in Japan, right? I want to come back to this. So in Japan, they concho each other, and when they do it, they yell out concho. So that way, everybody knows you weren't accidentally touching this person's butthole. You were. It's a prank, bro. Right?
It's, like you were. It's everyone. Turn around and watch this man get jackhammered in the butt.
Yeah.
Also, don't look at the boner I inadvertently got from doing this.
Focus on the hands.
I yelled concho, you can't be mad.
yeah,
but like,
exactly.
We don't have a merry... Like, this is where I'm like so... I'm overjoyed by the fact that Japan has this and a little jealous because I feel like America doesn't have a... like, if you corn dog somebody, you just look like a dick. You don't like... You don't shout corn dog when you do it so that way everybody knows it's funny, right?
What if we
like,
do it now?
Wait, what's a corn dog?
You know what corn dog is? You guys know what corn dog is?
Corn dogs are delicious. That's all I know.
It's maybe because I'm a dick.
It's when you're planking on the ground and you... All right, well, it's the part of the show where we like to take a look back and see if we actually pulled anything off, if we actually made any difference. What did we actually learn this week? What did we learn this week? Let's start with Brandon.
I learned that owls have butts. They have butts. Not bubbles. They have butts.
Yeah, butts.
They got booties. They got the donk. Hey, Siege, what did you learn this week?
Man, I don't really think I learned anything. Except I learned that Brooke runs an animal adventure place that I want to go and learn more about owl buttholes. Gregor, what do you want to learn?
Do you guys want to learn what a corn dog is? It's when you knee somebody in the butthole. It's when you like come up behind him.
Well, fine. I changed my answer. I learned what a corn dog is. That's totally different than what I.
Which is like definitely the American version of a concho, because like the concho is just like sticking your couple fingers in there, but like a corn dog is just like nope. Nope.
You're getting full knee.
I'm ramming that bad boy with the biggest joint I got next to my hip.
Gregor, what did you learn this week?
I'm sorry that I have to go offline for this, but it was really important. Brandon sent this to us in the Double Dildo Robot Centaur group chat that we have on Instagram, which you can't join, so I don't know why I said the whole name of it. But he sent a meme that's really important. Interesting fact, T-shirt is actually short for Tyrannosaurus shirt.
It's true.
Because the short arms.
Short arms.
Double Dildo Robot Brandon. Nerd Talk, talking
about Nerd Talk, yeah! Thanks for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into blah, 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 blah. will stream live on Tuesday at 10 a.m. once again. This week we skipped that because ballet, whatever. It's a pleasure to be able to goof off with you here. Yes, Siege.
Hey, Greg, how much of Sean Gervin's gravy is inside of you right now?
God damn it.
The gervy.
got that gervy going on. He was very pumped that we got such a number of shout outs. Of course, after the outro played, just like this week. I'm really so grateful. I felt like total crap, and he drove up here with some turkey and some gravy, and couldn't have been nicer.
Does this make Sean Gervin the Stan Lee of the Nerd Talk Plus show? Because like he only gets like into the post credit scenes to make his little cameos.
Yes, that's what it is.
And he's not even playing himself.
That's definitely the case. So anyway, thanks for following us, nerdtalkplus.com, for more like the person did today. And centaurs definitely don't have to wear shirts, but they definitely can. And nerdtalkplus.com, find all the hosts there. And if you can, leave us I went to Spotify, and thank you for the 5-star reviews. It's so cool. We really appreciate that. On Apple Podcasts or wherever you can leave a comment, we want to see the dumb things that connect from us to you. So if you could go there and do that, that would be great. So anyway, I'm Gregor, and Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
And Siege.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
I love you. Mean it. Bye.
Sup, dummy?